Hello, and welcome to In the Thick of It, Episode 1, with me, Ethan Shufflebarger.
And me, George Wall. Welcome to our fresh, humorous, faith-based take on college lifestyle. And we are here with our very first podcast episode, and we want to welcome you guys. Thank you for being here. We are so glad you decided to take, just a little bit of time out of your very busy schedule and spend it with us.
Yes, thank you. So just know that all of you who are listening to this as it came out, you're on the ground floor of something great. This is really where we're laying the foundations for a very prosperous empire in the future.
Very prosperous. Let's just get right into it, Ethan. We'll introduce ourselves now. I'll let Ethan go first. Ethan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have been trying to figure out who I am for the past 18 years, but...
Have you had any success?
I can give you some facts about myself.
Give me some facts.
All right, so a couple facts. I graduated Sly County High School with honors, in case you were wondering.
With honors.
In case you're wondering. Not nearly as many honors as George here, but we'll get to that in a second. But, no, I graduated Sly County High School from Americus, Georgia, heading to Valdosta in the fall.
Valdese.
Old VSU. That is where I'll be starting my college career.
Awesome.
Majoring in I don't know what.
That's a good major.
Yeah.
I heard there's a lot of jobs for that out there.
Apparently, everybody else has their future planned to the smallest details, but I don't.
I figured that out, too. I've definitely seen that.
Well, how about, George, how about you tell me a little bit about yourself before we jump ahead?
I am George Wall. I have graduated from Southland Academy, where I am now a booster.
What does that mean?
A booster? I don't know. I can call myself that. All the alumni do, so.
Booster.
Booster. I am headed off to Mercer University. And I will be studying pre-dental in a business major. I'm not sure what major yet. Do not have my life planned out. I'm pretty sure I will end up probably women's and gender studies.
You know, I hear there's a future in that.
A very bright future in that. We'll get to that later. Really don't know what I want to do with my life, but you know, that's part of this podcast, about our lifestyle. So that leads us right into, why do we want to do a podcast? Ethan, could you give us a little bit of insight on that?
You see, if you know us, you know a little bit about each of us individually, but together we are our show. And our show is a nice little YouTube series we have going on now, which has how many episodes about?
16, I think.
16 episodes, roughly.
Something like that.
George would know. I'm bad at numbers. But we have about 16 episodes of these, basically, I wouldn't call them vlogs, more just videos we make when we go on trips with our church. And
yeah, pretty much.
That's what most of them are based
off
of.
And it's just really, we had fun. We'll kind of get into the background a little bit later. But
more why a podcast. A video is a lot more situational. We have to have a specific event. We have to, have that time to be together to film, to record. And a video takes a little bit more work than we sometimes have. But a podcast, however, is a lot easier for us, or at least we are thinking will be a lot easier for us to record. We'll be able to just sit down, talk to each other about...
Yeah, it's something we can do like over a distance as well. We don't have to necessarily be in the same room. We can be in different counties and different states and do it and put out content, which is ultimately the goal to, more specifically with this podcast, to maybe cater towards a younger audience, towards our peers and those around our age, and talk about college lifestyle, our faith, and
anything we want.
Really just anything we want, which we define as lifestyle, and so that's what the tag is going to be. So pretty much what do you expect from our podcast? I would say bad humor, a lot of sarcasm, a lot of satire, and the occasional serious conversation. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
I would say that's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate summation.
But if you really want to know, you should listen and stick with us and subscribe on Patreon for more exclusive.
Subscribe
kidding,
on Patreon.
Guys. Just kidding.
Hopefully we can have a Patreon. That'll be the ultimate goal. But yeah, so really, we can kind of get into the background of our show for those of you who don't know.
Yes, for those of you just tuning in,
This is your first our show experience, or maybe this isn't, you know, this is in the thick of it.
Yes.
But it's under the branch of our show, yeah. So maybe we can, for those of you who are new here,
let's give you a little background.
Some insight.
So I'll let George start with the inspiration. George really molded a lot of the framework for our show, a lot of the core mechanics and structure that we are known for today. So George, go ahead and tell us, what are some of the points of inspiration that you drew from that gave us the basics of our show, and then just give us your inspiration for our show.
For sure. So really for me, it was kind of really just an afternoon before student life camp, and we had talked about like going and interviewing people, and I had been inspired by a guy named Fleckus Talks, and so he is a conservative commentator on YouTube, and he does street interviews, kind of with a spoon. He uses a spoon.
A wooden spoon?
A wooden spoon.
Okay.
And it's really meant to, like, disarm people, kind of make them think he isn't serious, but then he hits them with, like, these really thought-provoking questions, and they don't know really how to respond. So that was kind of the inspiration. We didn't want to, like, get people.
See, we do that, but we just don't ask serious questions.
Yeah, we do a similar thing. We just don't ask serious questions. And so that was part of the inspiration. The other part was some guys named Chad and JT Parr from California. They do a podcast called Going Deep with Chad and JT, and just their constant humor it's really just dumb humor, which I kind of think we have a lot of dumb humor. And so I thought that fit us well, and that was definitely another inspiration. Chad and JT Parr, Going Deep with Chad and JT, quick plug. Would not suggest for those who don't like family-friendly content, but I've never listened to their podcast, but I watch all their Instagram videos and all of their things they put out in social media, and they're just hilarious. And it reminded me a lot of what we do, and also we kind of meshed those two, like the spoon idea and the interviewing idea with the humor idea, and it became our show. But initially, the idea wasn't like really, we just wanted to interview people. Talk a little about that, Ethan, we got to student life camp, and it wasn't like we were like making a show tonight. We were just trying to interview people.
Yeah. So as far as I remember, we really weren't like, okay, let's become YouTube famous real quick. We still aren't. That's still
close.
Yeah. How many subs?
154. So we're like six away from being famous.
Yeah. I mean, basically. So you can be there. You can be one of those subscribers that say, yeah, I was here before they were famous, if you go sub now.
If you go sub right now, you can say you were here before 1,000 subs.
Exactly. And you can be one of those OGs that can forever brag about it. But anyways, SLC 2018.
SLC is Student Life Camp.
Student Life Camp is a very fun camp. Me and George both enjoy it very much. It's up in Covenant College, which is
Lookout Mountain,
North Georgia.
Yeah, North Georgia, Tennessee line.
Yeah, it's right there on that line. But so we get there, and we have the spoon, and I'm still kind of like, I really never understood the point of the spoon until later. I thought that he was going to have an actual microphone, and he was like, I'm going to strap a microphone to this, and I was so confused. Anyways, we just had a spoon.
Yeah, just a spoon.
And
the original idea, like, Fleckas uses a microphone on the spoon, But like, we didn't have that.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, yeah, we had an iPhone and a spoon and a dream. So like, we didn't
That's
have
it.
Yeah, we didn't have a microphone. Anything.
Started from the bottom. Yeah. Now we're here, baby.
But so if I remember correctly, at least my first interview that I remember doing was with this lady in the first video. She had blonde curly hair. She was one of the staffers at Student Life, right?
Her name was Caitlin.
Is it?
Yeah, Caitlin.
Yeah, and she actually ended up being on the promo for Student Life 2019 because she got so famous off of
our show. Yeah. But anyway, we basically launched her to success. Yeah.
So Caitlin walks up to me, and I'm holding the spoon. The spoon currently has no markings on it. It's a plain wooden spoon. She's like, "Oh, you found my spoon." And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I was thinking either A, she didn't know what she was talking about, or B, George stole the spoon, and he was just, like, pulling a joke on me, and that the spoon was really not real. Like, it was just a, like, I don't know. I didn't know what was going on. But I was like, no, this is our spoon. And obviously, the amount of people who walk around with a wooden spoon just casually, and especially, you know, after somebody has lost a wooden spoon, is very slim. So she looked at me like, haha, very funny, give me the spoon. I was like, no, I'm not kidding. This is actually our spoon.
This is our wooden spoon, not yours. So Caitlin.
So we were basically like, all right, well, hey, how about interview? Yeah, you know, let's get this interview. I think, and I'm pretty sure this is how it went.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and so we George whipped his phone out, and we got an interview, which is on the first video.
Yep.
And that, I mean, that's when we started realizing how about we want to do this. I don't remember the questions. I wish I could.
It was like,
it's some stupid
how
stuff.
How are you feeling right now? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, just really basic stuff. But she responded very well to it. She was really funny about it. And we asked her how she felt about losing her spoon. I remember that.
Yeah, and she said she felt very sad, and she kind of like walked away.
Yeah. So.
And Ethan was like, and that's our news.
Yeah. So, and that was the really beginning of our interviews at Student Life Camp of 2018.
Pretty much, yeah.
So,
and there was also one legendary interview that must be talked about for anyone who has watched. You've seen this clip
plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
It's quite. I think it worked out so well because it was in our first video, and it is a pretty good gem.
It was in our first video,
like
and
first try, and this.
It's like it's kind of what. We'll talk about it a little bit. We'll have a serious moment. But explain what happened, Ethan.
Okay, I mean, I don't remember the exact circumstances leading up. I mean, we were just looking for people to interview. This guy apparently was a youth pastor, or at least some sort of...
Yeah, I think he's a youth pastor.
Chaperone, guardian. I would pretty sure he's a youth pastor. And so we're walking and talking. He agrees to do an interview. I'm like, great, okay. So we're walking and talking, we're doing this interview, yada, yada, yada. Get the last question, which is, what do you expect to see this week from camp? You know, like, what are your expectations? What are you wanting to see?
And so we're thinking, like,
something
generic, like, oh, I want to see my kids grow closer to Christ. I want to
win the rec games.
Win the rec cup.
You know, just something very basic. And
He hits us with this left hook.
Yes, I guess he's very passionate about this. It's something he was actually just waiting to share, I feel like, but... He grabs me by the shoulder. He puts his arm around me. He says, "I want to see all my kids get saved again."
So he said that.
Yeah. So he said that. And I was like, okay, now this guy is a level 200 intellectual right here.
Like level 200. Like we're talking about
IQ.
He has defeated like the boss, and he is the boss.
Yes. I realized. At that moment, I had to interview because I just wasn't worthy to stand in his presence. But no, so this guy, obviously great, great sense of humor. He gave us one of our most infamous clips and one of the ones that is used in a lot of the videos. Just go watch them. You'll see it. But yeah, that first day, getting those good clips, it really encouraged us to do more. I originally thought we were probably just going to throw all these together if we ever use this footage into one video, but George decided that night to go ham and make a full video out of just the one day, which surprised me that he was able to make. He was able to.
It was only like 2.5 minutes.
I mean, it wasn't a very long one, but it was well edited and it was good. It was entertaining to watch.
When I go back and I look at it, I just kind of think, I was like, wow, that really wasn't that good.
But I mean, for people who are just at this camp, who have been doing things all day, who are tired, you went back to your room and you sat in your bed.
Went to bed about one.
Yeah,
I think.
And just edited on iMovie on an iPhone, which I still find pretty amazing.
All our videos have been in iMovie except for the last one. For like episode 16, which is SLU 401 part 2. Yeah. Every other one has been edited on the iPhone.
So that was like the beginning of our show. And our show, the name, I feel like I remember when it was coined. Correct me if I'm wrong.
So it was before the interviews.
Yes.
And the name kind of happened. We were literally like in the lobby, had just gotten there. And I was like, Ethan, we need a name.
Now first, a little Easter egg for all of you loyal listeners, you only get here.
On our podcast.
Yes.
Only on In the Thick of It will you get this.
Yes. On the back of the spoon, which is not very often shown, is of the original spoon, that is the letter CNN, which stand for
Central News Network.
Now, Central Baptist is Central Baptist of America. So that is our church. Those are our people. And we originally had this idea that Central Baptist News Network, you know, CNN, kind of funny. But then we realized we could be greater. And
Our show happened. And so for a time it was both, like our show was part of CNN, but we
like
just
segment.
Eventually kind of phased it out. And it never happened again. I'm pretty sure it's only in that first episode.
Yeah.
But really the conversation was, we need a name. Ethan was like, I mean, I don't know. And I think I said, I mean, it's our show. And we're like, hey, let's just go with our show.
I mean, it's our show, you know, that's what it is. If it's a descriptive title. What is this show? It's our show. So, I mean, I feel like it's pretty good in my opinion. I think the only other person who has that is like some Miami radio show, because we tried to get the Instagram name and that is owned by some like radio host.
I haven't even looked at it.
Guys, if you are listening to this, please send them a DM, say, hey, change your username.
We would love to have our show as our Instagram tag.
Quick plug, this is our show.
Yeah, at this is our show on Instagram. Email our show is best
at is that what it is?
.com.
I didn't know that. But
I've gotten no emails there.
But anyways, so that is really the day that our show was born. What did I say? Was it July 13th? I think is the day.
June 13th.
June 13th. Yeah, June 13th. Sorry.
National Our Show Day.
Yes. June 13th.
That's funny.
Next year will be the third anniversary.
Yeah.
But so that's I feel like, is that basically that first day is the birth?
Pretty much. That's kind of like the birth.
The birth is the very first day, very first, you know, groundworks for.
Yeah. And so, kind of the rest of the week, we made three more episodes. And those are actually some of our most watched episodes.
And they're some of my favorite. I especially now, like one of the reasons we did the show in the first place, now looking back at it, is it's a really good way of documenting these trips we go on.
Yeah.
And I look back, especially on the fourth video that we made, or that you we made, and then the most recent one from Student Life Camp, which is the farewell.
Yeah.
Those are two. Oh man. You look back and you see those moments, and you remember them. You see friends, just times were different. Not to be all sappy, but it really is fun to look back.
Yeah,
and remember
it is,
those times,
and it's
especially
like
because we are not going to be going back to Covenant College anymore.
Yeah, no longer going to Covenant. I think we're going to hopefully Lee next year. So we'll definitely have we'll be chaperones then.
Yeah, that'll be it. Our show is entering a whole new era now, and that's kind of
where we're going with
this podcast,
as we continue along with the background of our show.
Yeah.
So the rest of summer happened. We got back. And
we had launch.
Yeah, we had launch.
Which one? Was it launch or VBS?
I think
first?
It was VBS, then launch.
So we had Vacation Bible School. And yeah. I really didn't think we were going to be able to get an episode out for this. I was going to be like, we're going to be way too busy. But we were able to. The beauty of it is we don't really have any kind of structure other than interviews for our
really not. We just kind of come up with the questions like a few minutes beforehand, and we ask them to three people.
Yep. And so like the episode for VBS, I mean, it's... Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. And so same for launch. Launch, we went to a
launch
trampoline
went really
park.
Well. It was a trampoline park.
We did a
all-nighter. Yeah, lock-in at the trampoline park.
It was the name of its launch. I don't remember where it's.
St. Columbus.
Yeah, Columbus.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, we got some good clips there. Had some fun. And those were the
pretty
seven
much.
That we made for the summer.
I think I did 2 301 videos.
Okay. Yeah.
Two videos in Europe.
Yeah.
So we did...
Did you do the beach? Was that the beach too, or was that a spring break video?
Oh, yeah, that was... So we did the beach. So we did the four at Student Life. We did Launch, VBS. So we did like nine that summer. The beach one is still our most popular one. I think it has like 500, 600, 600 views. Just did the best. Nice. Probably because of the thumbnail, but it was a good one. It was fun. Then kind of the end of the summer, we had the podcast idea entering our senior year of high school, and it never really panned out. We never pursued it.
The thing is the summer is perfect for our show because we're free, and we have the time to do this, and we're together
a lot.
We have
the time to make the videos. Yeah. We have the events happening.
But soon as school starts back, yeah. Your amount of, like, you know.
Because we were already at different schools.
Yeah.
Going off to college isn't going to be all that different in the sense of seeing each other every day, because we never saw each other every day to begin with. Yeah. The podcast idea seemed a little bit more sustainable, but we just never pursued it. We didn't really have a whole...
School started back, and it just got a lot harder to do those kind of things. It got harder to do ours, so you'll notice...
Essentially, crap hit the fan.
Exactly. I mean, after that, we had the back-to-school treat video.
Yeah, we had the back-to-school treat video.
Wait, did we make... No, we did the Flex Tape commercial for back-to-school
treat. Well, what we did was we filmed a lot of videos for back-to-school treat, and I have enough to make, like, two episodes.
Which may one day get released
if, I don't know.
We can reach 3,000 likes on our next video.
3,000 likes. If we can, I don't know. We'll come up with some kind of challenge if we ever have any sort of audience. But there's got to be, I know there's one video that's already made that's not released. The fall party video from our youth fall party.
And that's it. And there is a very good clip inside of a silo that we have.
Yes, a very good clip inside of a silo. I will leave you hanging on that one.
Yeah, some of you have seen it, got to see that clip. I mean, I enjoyed the fall party video. I've seen it through once, I think.
And so if you're noticing this trend, we had videos that never got made.
Yeah.
So we're talking at this point three through the fall party, and then we filmed one in the new year at the Baptist Bowl. And that got made.
Yeah, that got made. So you'll find that a little Baptist Bowl was like...
It was kind of a little filler, something to get us by, because we still had the idea. We still wanted to keep going.
Yeah, and the flag football wasn't a huge event. I mean, it was like it was fun, but it was
a lot of fun,
basic,
but it wasn't like a normal, like, youth night. It was like a Sunday night thing, you know, before the Super Bowl. And so the rest of senior year happened. We get to
graduation summer.
And we wanted to do the podcast again at Student Life Camp. So going into summer, I had all of June, I was pretty much like not at home. I knew we had some chances to make videos.
Yeah. Cause we had Student Life and then you had.
Yeah. Then I had SLU 401, which was Israel and Jordan.
I was in Europe. It was fun. We were both.
Yeah. So Ethan was in Europe.
I was on a, trip with my grandparents as a senior.
So Ethan was in Europe. I was in Israel. Different parts of the country. Yeah. So those videos got made. We originally had the idea of kind of doing like a back and forth between Europe.
I kind of forgot. Like I think we got to Paris and I filmed like two clips and then I literally just, I forgot completely about it.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. It'd have been really hard to put together that way.
It's very difficult, especially because George was at 401 and he had a lot of people around him.
Yeah.
He was there with a few people you knew, right?
Yeah, a few people.
And so you were able to get interviews about, I'm in a foreign country where a lot of people don't speak my language.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just,
Ethan I was by myself. Time. Yeah. He was by himself. I had content in front of me. He really didn't. So those two videos happened. And the videos keep getting longer, it seems like. But maybe that's the way we're starting to go. But anyway, so this summer happened. We released four at Student Life. We did the two in Israel. And those are the only six we've done this summer, right?
That sounds right.
Pretty much it.
We haven't really had many.
We had a lock-in, but we didn't film as much.
That lock-in was a lot busier. It was really hard to get.
Yeah, it was a lot busier than the other one.
We were super busy the entire
time. We were
kind of
all doing something different.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we had six videos this summer. And so we're here
This podcast idea has been entertained for a very long time.
The past year, the podcast idea has been entertained.
I mean, it sounds easy. And it's not the hardest thing in the world.
It really isn't the hardest thing. We just kind of were filling our way
around.
You just
kind of got to do it. I don't have a microphone. George now has a nice little whatever it is.
It's not as nice as the Blue Yeti. It's the Audio-Technica A2R2100. But
you want to sponsor this podcast?
Yeah, Audio-Technica can sponsor us.
And I have this Blue Yeti that we're borrowing from our youth pastor.
So we're kind of figuring it out.
But we had to sit down and do it. We had to actually, the idea is fine, and we had a lot of the framework laid just as far as like what we kind of
wanted to talk about, you know, what we wanted show to be about, what we wanted to talk about during the show, how often we wanted to do it, the ideas we wanted to go over.
The thing is we just needed to sit down and like specifically do this, because with our show videos, we don't ever just sit down and say, okay, let's our show now. We say, all right, let's go do some fun stuff and do it.
And let's film it.
So we finally recently, like last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, last week.
Sat down and actually did the technicals, which was not fun. George was...
kind of cranked it out. We got it done. We got it to where we can plug and play pretty much when we're together. And so that brings us to this point. How are we going to do this in different locations? And so
we are looking for answers.
We are looking for answers, but no, we kind of have an idea. We're capable of doing it in different locations because if we both have microphones, we both have computers, we can both record our voices and then we can just put them together. Yeah. It's really not too difficult.
It shouldn't be too difficult. It really shouldn't.
Knock on wood.
That's what we thought originally about this whole thing.
That's pretty much the whole background of our show.
And you'll learn more as this podcast goes on.
Yeah, and that's, you know, just in a brief summation about...
I think that's everything you really need to know to get
everything
us
you really need to know. And so, before we get into the next point, let's kind of talk about, we've talked a little bit about like what we want to be in the what we're going to talk about in the podcast. But our tagline is a fresh, humorous, faith-based take on college lifestyle. So it's a little bit of a different idea than what we had for the shows. And as Ethan said, those are a little bit more spontaneous. This is a little bit more planned. And so that's kind of the contrast that will be there. But we want to talk about... what we're experiencing in college as we're experiencing it, hopefully about once a month to start off with, and biweekly is the ultimate goal.
Yeah. For our show, a lot of it is very, we act it up. Like, I wouldn't throw a banana out of a window at somebody usually, but when there's a camera on me, it makes it a lot easier. But
we want to take some of that here. We want to take some of that humor here.
And that's just a part of us. That humor is a part of us. But you're probably going to hear a lot more of normal Ethan and George conversation.
Yeah. but we do want to have some satire. You know, there'll be times when we're just kind of talking.
and that'll be natural. That's just,
So, we just kind of naturally go there where we have purely satirical conversations. Purely just sarcastic,
fun
exchanges,
serious, lighthearted.
And so you'll have to decide what those are because we're not going to tell you.
take everything we say with a grain of salt.
Yeah, take everything said here pretty lightly, unless we specify otherwise.
Yeah, I feel like, unless you just are small brain, then... it should be pretty easy to figure out when we're joking and when we're not. Like when I just
couldn't
called you a
be
small
too
brain,
hard.
That was a joke.
So. Yeah, like if you're one of those people who thinks that that the Babylon Bee is putting out real news.
Yes, when you see that on Facebook and you feel the need to comment that this is so wrong, then maybe you can still watch. We would enjoy your views, but
yeah, we want to use satire.
I don't think you'll enjoy it that much.
Satire and serious. We want to combine the two. Yeah. All right. So let's kind of get into a more normal conversation.
What this is probably starting now. We gave you our intro. This is kind of base work, episode one stuff. Now we're about to probably get into what a normal podcast.
Yeah. So
this
what's
is uncharted territory for us all.
This is uncharted territory. So this is kind of what you'd normally be hearing, and we're going to talk about college. where we're going, what we're studying. We've already hit in on it a little bit, but we want to go into it a little bit deeper with the time we have left. And so, yeah, let's talk about it. Ethan, you already said you're going to Valdosta.
Yes.
You're majoring in I don't know.
Yes.
But what are your interests?
So right now, I say I'm majoring in I don't know, and I'm pretty sure I don't have a major put down, at least last time I checked. But I met with my advisors, and I'm starting a computer science track. So I'm starting with that. I have a programming class. It's like, I don't know what it is. Just one class, and I have a couple easy ones. But my interest is really technology. I really love technology. Not too many people who don't nowadays, but I would like to learn a little bit more about the building of it, but I do think starting here would be a great place to start. Really, in a serious note, just trying to see where God's leading me. In the end, that's what it's all about, and that's what I'm going to do, is what his plan for me is.
Yeah.
So I'm really just
waiting for
answers right now.
Are there any specific jobs you could see yourself doing?
I would love to do something with environmental technologies. I like the whole conservation efforts. I think there's some really cool technology that they have in that field. But environmental technology. I think there's some really cool stuff with conservation stuff. Just really cool stuff. And I that's something I'm passionate about. I think just that in general. I don't really know what that means as far as a job. I really don't. I just think that there's some really cool stuff that could be done.
For sure, yeah.
Especially with green energy becoming a bigger and bigger push. I mean, I think there's some cool stuff there. Or just tech in general, building it or designing it.
Possibly maybe some kind of engineering or...
I mean, yeah, I'm scared of that word, engineering.
it is a scary word.
Yeah, so, I mean, that genuinely is a factor of why I'm kind of scared to even consider that.
Environmental engineering, Ethan.
Yeah, it's... so. But right now, just kind of laying some groundwork.
Yeah, that's cool. That.
And the thing is I might get into this class and find out this is not for me.
For sure. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's first semester. You've got 4 years, man. You know? Yeah. That's the thing is everybody's told me I don't have to have this planned out in all seriousness. There isn't too much stress on me right now. I mean, I trust how things are going to work out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe I love programming. Maybe I find out that's what I want to do, too.
True.
I can see.
What do you see yourself not doing?
What I see myself not doing? Well, probably not being any sort of firefighter or EMS, because my dad has told me a lot my life. He said, Ethan, never become a firefighter or EMS, because that's what he is.
Yeah.
It's not that he hates his job. He just, it's a rough life. That's probably not
a hard job. I mean,
it's a tough job, and it's
you got weird hours. Going on fires, saving lives. I mean, you got a lot on you.
Yeah. So shout out dad.
Shout out Ethan's dad.
And now my mom, she hasn't exactly kept me uninspired to be a teacher.
Shout out Ethan's mom.
Shout out to Ethan's mom, Mitzi and Todd.
Shout out. Your mom, Mitzi and Todd?
My mom is not both Mitzi and Todd. My mom is Mitzi.
Gotcha.
That's with a Z, folks. But anyways. I could see myself being a teacher.
She
has shown me the benefits of it, which is
for sure.
The summers off and the kind of like the
it's a huge benefit.
Kind of like boring benefits, like, I don't know, insurance and stuff.
Insurance and stuff. who needs that? You got our show to take care of you, Ethan.
But what else can I see myself not doing?
Women's and gender studies, maybe?
Yeah.
I think that's a very open career path that you should consider as a major.
I've actually put some thought into it, and I
underwater basket weaving would be a comparable major.
I think that has a future.
For sure, yeah.
An underwater basket weaving streamer, maybe, on Twitch.
That would be interesting. There's got to be a market for that.
I think there would be, at least for a week or two.
Yeah.
But anyways, all that to say, I don't really know what I don't see myself. The only thing I really don't see myself doing is fire an EMS, because that's the one thing
I would say.
Told.
The same thing. I don't see myself being an accountant because my parents are both CPAs.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's a bad job. It's a great job. I mean, my dad, he owns his own business. He can work when he wants to.
But you probably also see the worst sides.
I get to see the worst sides of it, too. And so, and that's probably the turn off. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So tell me, what you pre-dental.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know what that means.
You know, just.
Is that like what you do before
prereqs, before dentistry? I mean,
so you're gonna eventually
really
have to go
pre-dental
to dentistry?
Means like you have certain classes you take that are required by the dental college.
Okay.
In your undergrad, so these classes are required for you to get into dental school, or okay. for you to be eligible to get in. And that's the track I'm on, and it's really essentially the same as pre-med. For med school, I think it's actually the exact same. I don't know why they're called separate. At least it's the exact same at Mercer. Okay. But really, the pre-dental track looks like it's four chems, two biologies, one physics, and two Englishes. And I just shudder saying those words because I am not the biggest science guy, but that's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That actually sounds really interesting. I might have to steal your idea.
That's all right. You can do that. There's a need for dentists.
Shout out my grandma. She's a dentist.
Shout out to Ethan's grandma. But I mean, I could see myself doing that for sure, being a dentist, because it's good hours for family. I mean, at least general dentistry. Now, I really am interested in specializing, possibly like in orthodontistry or
isn't that like braces and stuff?
Orthodontistry is braces and stuff. Oral surgery. Or like oral and maxillofacial surgery is like pretty much anything, any cutting, anything on your face, tooth surgery, anything complicated. That would be harder and more years of school, but it would also be higher paying, and I could have a more marketable, basically I could charge more for my services.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, those are definitely some of my interests. But I really, it's just like Ethan said, I'm not sure where the Lord is leading me. And that could possibly be One Direction, but no pun intended, One Direction. No, I hate One Direction. But that could be, one area to go in. But I'm also interested in the scary word of engineering. I mean, possibly. Yeah. Computer engineering, because I really like computers. I couldn't see myself really being software development or like computer science, maybe, but I prefer like, more out and about kind of. Other interests, I mean, I'm also interested in, I'm in the business college on the pre-dental track, so that's a little bit different. Most people who go to dental school or to med school are like a biology major, chemistry major, biochemical engineering or biochemistry, whatever, you name it. That is science, like they're that kind of major. But there are definitely other people. Like, there's no required major for being like getting into these schools. You just have the prereqs.
Yeah.
And so that's why I do like business, because I want to own my own business, and that's the appeal to dentistry. I can own my own business. I can have that side of things while also, having like a business model that's existent. I don't have to come up with myself. Those are definitely some of my interests. Maybe I would say if I could own my own like computer, like website, like, I could have my Newegg. I could be like own a Newegg. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what Newegg is, it's like an online like computer parts dealer. Or like some kind of like computer company, software company. I don't know. That would be like an ultimate dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that. And that would be business related, but I could do something in the business college. Who knows? Maybe I'll be a hedge fund investor, get a degree in finance.
Guys, I don't even know what that means.
Basically just manage your money for a high premium and, roll. No, I'm just kidding. But that would be stressful. I don't know. I'm pretty open. So that's why I'm excited for school. Mm. Not really. But that's why I am excited for the future, because I don't know where God's going to take me, but he hasn't given a direction yet. He's just said, go to Mercer. So that's where I'm going,
So how are you feeling that you just kind of touched on that about school? What are your main emotions? If you could sum it
main
up,
emotions.
Three words. They can be three
bittersweet
emotions.
Bittersweet is a stereotypical response.
Yeah, and that's what I've been
using
a lot.
People would say more bitter than sweet. if I had to think of another term, I would say definitely mixture of emotions. I'm going to miss Central, my church.
Good grief.
We're actually recording this in Central right now, which is very fitting. I haven't even thought about it, but I'm going to miss my church. I'm going to miss my family a lot. Mm-hmm. But I do plan on still being involved. I want to be involved here with the youth here. on youth events.
And we will be very
soon. And we will be very soon. Hopefully, I can make it back for a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
While also being plugged in at school somewhere. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an interesting challenge.
It'll be an interesting challenge. I know Ethan's probably kind of in the same boat, you would say.
Oh, very. I mean, that's about how I see it. I definitely don't want to lose touch here. I mean, my family's here, and my church is here, at least, you know.
And unlike most people, like, there's a lot of people my age who are just ready to get out of America. It's like, I've never been one of those people, really, you know?
I mean, you know, when it's not as nearly as close, you do, but...
For sure.
Now that it's here, like, most of my immediate family, some cousins and stuff that live elsewhere, but they're here, and all of my friends, they're here, and, you know, it's really starting to hit that everything is about to change.
Like, yeah.
It's about to be a whole lot harder.
People group, a whole new geographical location,
yeah.
Like, just everything changes.
And I know that change is going to be good, and I don't expect to stay. I can't just stay here forever.
Sure. I have not wanted to go to school here. Not that GSW is a bad school, but I have wanted
not
to go off somewhere to go to school, like, just not in the same town. But that was the appeal to Mercer to me, is that it's close to home. And Valdosta is really close,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Only 2 hours. I mean,
it's
and your I-75,
drive.
Like,
yep.
The whole way, you know?
The whole way.
And Mercer is very similar. I'm in 75 about half the trip, and on a very close road that I'm familiar with the rest of the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the appeal to Mercer. And we can talk about more about college in a later episode. When we're actually there, I can explain, while I'm at Mercer, why I did not choose Georgia Tech.
That
would be a good topic to talk
that
about.
That might actually be an episode title one day. Because
that could be a good topic. I'd love to talk about that and maybe give some insight.
I'd love to hear about that.
Give some insight to some people. But I am definitely excited about school. I can't think of three words. I would say definitely more sad than excited, but mm-hmm. I'm also excited. I feel like different emotions surfacing at different times. Like when I kind of think about, you know, all the opportunities that are going to be there, all the new people that are going to be there. I get excited, but I think about leaving my family here, leaving my church here, leaving, you know, my brother here, my mom and my dad here. Like, I get, you know, it's just kind of sad, but
mm-hmm.
I am excited. It's going to be good. I'm not going to be far. You're not going to be far either.
No.
And this podcast is going to be happening. And so we have some goals that were we previously had written down, but we now have them ingrained in our brains. So, Ethan, would you like to share that?
Okay, so...
the statistic is that a majority of podcasts that fail, fail at or around the seventh episode.
Yes, so that is one of our goals, is to... get it past seven episodes, because I think after at that point we'll finally like have a rhythm going, have a kind of style we want to go in.
Yeah.
We'll really, you know. I mean, not to say that we don't now, but we're also kind of experimenting with this thing, trying to see what works, what doesn't.
Yeah.
So for the remainder of the year, we are going. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I may not remember this completely. We're going to shoot for 8.
Yes.
This is 8 by December or 8 by the end of the school year?
8 by the end of. 8 before New Year.
Okay. 8 before New Year.
Yeah.
So we're going to go one episode this month, which is August.
So, yeah, this might be September. So we might say we're going to go for one in September.
Okay.
Or maybe 2, depending on how bad a score tree goes.
Yes.
One or 2 in September, and then we're going to try to do 2 a month after that.
Yeah.
So we'll hopefully around 8. So if we do one in September, you have October, November, December. That would be 7, and maybe we can fit another one in there somewhere to make it 8. So 8 by the end of the year.
So we're trying to pace ourselves, because we understand that we're about to, our lives are changing pretty significantly.
Definitely.
Very soon.
And so we got to record this one actually
together
before we're off at school. We're face to face right now before we're off at school. And so that's good to get the first one out of the way, get the cart moving along the trail.
Yeah, and so we... we're trying to kind of start off slow so that we can balance our lives.
And maybe ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so as we're kind of in this process, still trying to figure out how you're listening. Like, when you're listening to this right now, it's hosted somewhere, so we got to figure out.
We're trying to figure out all this.
The rest of it.
We want to get it on iTunes, definitely. iTunes podcasts. There's a couple other places.
We want to put it on YouTube as, you know, just YouTube, a video. Yeah. You know, like those cool, like, They have like the waves. There's like you can download a program to do that. So I want to do that where it has like the sound, our voices going up and down.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And upload that.
We could possibly do Spotify. We've talked about it.
Spotify.
We really just got to figure out as many places as we
can get it.
SoundCloud.
And that's not necessarily the hard part. The hard part is finding out how and where to post it. So that being said, if you would like to support our podcast, every dollar you donate us and whatever, Venmo, PayPal, in person with cash, will be put towards hosting this thing on a website. So give us money.
Yeah. basically, what I'm saying is, or what we're saying is, it's not a choice anymore.
You have to.
We're in trouble. We need your help. Send us the
whole reason we've been doing this podcast is for this moment right here.
Yeah, and if you guys want to know what your special R Show number is, just type in the comments the numbers on the front of your credit card, the date,
and
the three to four numbers on the back of it, and that will be your special R Show number.
All the letters on the front, all the numbers on the front.
Yeah.
And
if you just want to send us a picture of it, front and back, we can generate it for you.
Yes, and so that way we can give you your special R Show pay.
But in all seriousness, we're not trying to sell out here, guys.
We're not trying to sell out.
I don't expect this being like more than like.
It's not going to be expensive, but if we could find a way to sustain it without having to dig in our own pockets, because we already have a little bit to get this set up.
Yeah. I still have not bought a mic or a pop filter. And guys, I'm sorry if my
P's,
B, and S's are bad. I do not have a pop filter on my mic, and I don't even have a mic or mic stand or any of the necessary equipment.
But we'll handle that.
Yeah, so that's soon.
So
that's
why
soon.
Don't we handle that and you handle us hosting this thing? Seriously.
Any businesses that want to advertise on here?
Yes, any businesses. We have a young audience that will love to hear what you want to tell them. And we are very good at making promos. Go check out
our Flex Tape
on YouTube, Flex Tape commercial, and our Elves promo.
And we didn't even get paid for that.
No, we didn't.
The
Flex Tape.
The Flex Tape. The Elves one was actually a part
of it. We got paid.
Yeah, we actually
not for the promo,
paid.
But like for the work we did.
For the work we did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Guys, if you can't, obviously don't. This is for funsies.
For funsies.
We're not trying to pressure you. If you,
no pressure.
If the Lord leads you to give, though.
Yes. Pray about it. See what ask God to lay a number on your heart.
Yeah, and if that number's 10,000,
send it. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us for our first episode of
In the Thick of It. Quick shout out to Camden Wright. If you are looking at this right now, hopefully it has a pretty snazzy cover designed by him.
Yes, Camden Wright has designed our cover, and he is pretty dope. Hopefully, be our producer, Camden.
Be our producer. Hey, you know that 10,000 I was just talking about? That can be a part of yours.
That can be yours. Your salary. Anyway, so we're going to wrap it up here.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
And we will be back next time. We will see you later.
See you guys later.
Bye, Felicia.